Yes, past that layer. It's getting a little warm, but it gets air conditioned where we're going, so don't get worried. Deeper, and now if you could make a sharp right, not the lazy right, but the sharp right, deep inside the ramen factory. So, we've been put upon us to come up with a new flavor within 24 hours.
24 hours?
Yes.
Genius isn't born in a time span, it just happens!
I told him, I said, I can't expect inspiration to just come walking, waltzing through the door. You've got to give me beautiful women. Yes.
Somebody's at the door.
Hang on. Yes.
Hi.
Hello, or...
Glyppy.
Oh.
One of the, 9 muses.
Oh, well, come on in.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, who's there?
Ah, turns out it's inspiration.
Really?
Yes.
Check. Whoa, she ain't got no clothes on.
No, she doesn't.
I am inspired.
I don't have a flavor yet, but I've got some juices, if you know what I mean.
All right. Look.
Yes.
Stop being so lascivious. Use my expression of beauty as an overarching impetus.
All right.
Hey, did you just call me impotent?
No.
Just tell me to get over here and I'll show her impotent.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
Oh.
You don't want to talk to him, dear. He's impetus.
Whatever.
So, let's sit down. Would you like something to drink?
Do you have any nectar?
Well, I've got some chilled chicken flavor ramen broth, and I've got some chilled pork flavor ramen broth.
Is it almost gelatinous?
Yeah.
I'll have the pork.
All right.
Nothing I like more than a cold pork.
Okay. Let's see. Chase this with a little salt. All right, here you go.
Do you have a lime?
Oh, hang on. Lime-flavored ramen? Is that what you're trying to say to me?
No, look, you idiot.
Lime-flavored ramen.
No, listen, you moron.
Hadley! Hadley, did you hear about this? Lime-flavored ramen.
What?
Lime-flavored ramen.
Look, you're misunderstanding my purpose here.
It's an excuse to use the green-flavored, the green-colored packaging. We've always wanted one. We've never been able to come up with one.
Lime?
Lime.
But that's anti-salt.
Lime is anti-salt. Oh, yes. Damn it.
Okay, listen.
Yes.
I'm not going to just give you an idea.
Oh? Huh?
No. You're just supposed to hang out, relax around me, stare at my beautiful body, my beautiful face, listen to my beautiful lilting voice, comb or touch or pet my beautiful mane of hair. You know, well, actually, don't pet it, please. Just maybe stare, have a light reflex off it.
I'm fine.
And then hopefully something will just spring into your head.
Sex-flavored ramen. Hadley, sex-flavored ramen.
That is definitely salty.
We can't make it green, so we'll have to come up with a new color. We have kind of a passionate red to differentiate it from, what is it, the tomato flavor that we make in red.
I don't know. Do you mind if I come over? Hi, how you doing?
Oh, hi.
We could make it maybe, let's make it black.
Black? Like
yeah,
the night.
Like the night.
Oh, the passions that live in the night.
Like the hole in your memory.
Oh, yes, I like it.
And then we could have a new, we could get them 2 new flavors. We could have the emotional recrimination.
Oh, yes.
Flavor. So you can have that in the morning. I think it's a good idea.
Okay, you two are idiots.
The emotional recrimination could be gray.
Yes.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Oh, don't go.
No, I'm leaving. You have fun with your sex-flavored ramen.
We're sorry. Apologize, Hadley. Hadley, you're the one who blew this.
What?
Hadley, apologize. She's leaving.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Fine. But I don't think that's a good idea. I mean, what does sex taste like?
Oh, I've always associated with toothpaste.
I was associated with mac and cheese, but
yeah,
it's more for the, you know,
right,
the texture, yeah, than anything else.
I was associated mac and cheese with my mother. We really oughtn't be merged into one person, ought we?
No, you'd have to gouge out your eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just relax then.
All right.
Put sex on the back burner.
Yeah, that I really feel appreciative if you could do that. Thanks.
Okay.
So, what do you guys like to do?
Well, you know, we work a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big into our jobs. We're career kind of guys.
Definitely.
Make a lot of money, though.
Yeah, get a yacht at 50, retire, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You guys don't have a creative bone in your body, do you?
You know.
No, I don't.
I really thought rock-flavored ramen was going to go places.
And I really thought that ramen-flavored ramen would really score in this postmodern... Exactly.
Hey, self-referential ramen.
Yeah, yes. Postmodern world we have.
I thought we had gold.
Yeah, well, you know. So, you know, tell me about yourselves.
Well,
where'd you grow up, you tall, dark, and handsome? What's your name?
Myers.
Okay, Myers.
Yes.
Where'd you grow up, Myers?
My name's Cary Grant.
What's your name?
Myers.
All right, Myers. Where'd you grow up?
You could call me Cary Grant, though.
Look!
All right, Myers. Myers will do.
Myers, where'd you grow up?
I grew up, out and around in a industrial suburb of Pittsburgh.
Okay. How about you, Hadley?
Small little town in Indiana.
Okay.
And we feel that, you know, our diverse backgrounds really are a big strength for the team, you know, because he's got that Indiana sort of perspective, and I've got that sort of, you know, Pennsylvania sort of thing going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you guys like to do for fun?
Well, you know, we work. We analyze our 401k statements. Talk about yachts. Talk about yachts. I've got a room at the YMCA. It's,
Too many hobbies?
I like to cut pictures out of newspapers and put them up in my room.
How about you, Hadley?
I like to take pictures of Myers and cut them up and hang them in my room.
I smile really good, although sometimes I make funny faces for the pictures.
All right. You know what? This isn't, you two...
Oh, don't go.
No, I'm not going to go. I'm going to get up and dance provocatively and rub myself a bit.
All right.
And then first thing you think of... that's what you're gonna run with, okay?
Okay.
So here we go. Bump chicka womp womp, rubby 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 rubby, bump chicka rub rub, smack my butt.
Sex.
Okay. You know, why don't you run with the sex flavored ramen? I gotta go because I gotta be back at Mount Olympus.
Oh, don't go.
No, I gotta go.
Hadley, you're blowing it.
I don't see how you can blame this one on me, man.
Oh, this is terrible, Hadley.
Okay, I'm gonna go now.
Don't go.
No, I'm gonna go. Bye bye.
All right, well, I mean, I guess we should run with the sex-flavored ramen.
I guess.
Have you ever had sex? I mean, I have two kids, but I don't really remember ever having sex.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was punched, and then...
And then children sprung,
yeah,
fully formed out of your head?
Yeah, for a while I thought I had sex, and then I saw a movie that was a porno, and turns out you don't get punched, so I don't know.
I thought I had sex once, too, and then I realized that that's just a haircut.
Oh.
When I thought it was sex.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a good thing that we'll make sex-flavored ramen, because we'll know what sex is like then,
tastes like. So, ingredients. We've got a whole storeroom full of ingredients here, and,
Are there mushrooms in sex? Kind of a fungus type of thing going on? A funky, earthy base, maybe?
Well, I'm trying to get past my own experience, which is largely being punched. I don't know. Some people feel very good about mushrooms. Other people feel very bad.
Well, I've heard very differing opinions about sex.
Yeah, that's right.
Catholics don't really like it all that much. Everybody else seems to like it.
Why don't we put mushrooms in some packages and no mushrooms in other packages?
Oh, we can just put mushrooms in all the packages and let people feel the way they feel about sex.
All right, if we assume that there's a direct correlation.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, metaphorical, but some people will like it, some people won't. Some people like sex, some people don't.
Well, let's apply the Finkel coefficient of ramen manufacturing here. And, and then carry the four, and then... Oh, well, all right. Yeah, let's go ahead with that.
All right. How about, partially dehydrated chicken?
Well, that one's in just about all of them that we make.
Well, we'll throw that in the cart, too.
Including the oriental flavor. What did they... I don't know what they thought they were going to get. What, are you looking to eat an actual oriental? Foolish vegetarians. All right, chicken's in. Chicken's in.
How about, pork?
Pork. Yeah, we got a pork surplus. Let's grind that up and put that in.
Okay, I'll throw that in the cart, too.
Yeah.
Habanero peppers?
Habanero peppers. Sex is very vibrant. Let's put the habanero peppers in.
Okay.
Yes.
Beef!
Beef. Beef cake. Yes, yes. That's, it's a meat market.
Tomato!
Tomato. You know, again, with the red hot throbbing passion, put it in there.
Onions.
Onions, onions. Tears. They inspire tears. Sex inspires tears. Put the onions in.
Okay.
Got an amazing production going on here.
Oriental flavor.
Oriental flavor. We all know that's a myth. It's just extra salty chicken. so put it in.
All right.
All right.
Salt.
Salt. Salt. Well, let's see. Put in the salts.
All
salty
right.
Tears. Salty sweat. Salty sex. Okay.
Okay, that's everything. We've run the gamut of ingredients.
Absolutely everything.
That's all we ever put in.
Can we get anything? Do we have any picante left over?
Oh, let me go check.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Put it in.
All right.
Put it in.
Oh, this is great.
Yes, it is. Okay. Let me,
So this is pretty much like every other flavor, right? We just give it a new name.
But it's all of them put together. That's the glory of it.
Okay.
Tomato doesn't have picante. It has all the others, but it doesn't have picante. This takes tomato to a whole new level. Let me just apply the Finkel coefficient to that list and do a little twist it around. And then carry that four. And then... the chart says this ramen is budgeted now at $200 million. We're supposed to bring this one in at $50.
You can't put a price tag on invention!
I know. The muse would be furious if she were still here. She would give him a talking to.
Ring, 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 ring!
Ah, phone's ringing. We haven't had one of those in years, aside from the boss sending
ring, ring.
Memos through the pneumatic tube. Hello?
Hi. It's the Muse.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Are you putting a price tag on invention?
Well, I was not so much me as the chart, but I will admit that my lips did allow such a figure to pass.
Ass.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, who was that?
That was the Muse.
Oh, what'd she say?
She said she hates you. You blew it, Hadley. You blew it. We could have had gold for years.
What's up with your accent?
I don't know.
What are we going to do?
Does a certain thing to a man's mouth, you know? Eating nothing but ramen for years. It goes into strange shapes. Well, why don't we press ahead with it anyway?
All right.
I'm
all for it.
Yeah, we could... just do salt flavor as a backup.
Hey, that's good with me.
Salt flavor.
Sea salt flavored.
Yeah, sea salt flavored ramen. Put chicken in there. Chicken and salt.
I'm working on it.
Oh, brilliant.
See, they're flowing now.
Yes, they're flowing.
They're flowing.
I can smell the yacht.
I can smell the yacht, too. Yep. Mackerel flavored.
Mackerel flavored. Brilliant. We could put some picante in there and some chicken.
Yes. It almost tastes like mackerel.
Yes. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Inspiration is flowing.
It is.
Yes. It's all flowing because I've been staring right at you, Hadley.
I'm your muse.
You are my muse.
Do I have to take my clothes off now?
Things are going just fine as they are. Let's not ruin it.
Okay.
Yeah, things... Yeah, I don't want them to get a little weird. I want to be able to keep a professional relationship.
Okay.
Yes. Think about working on some movie tie-in ramen.
Really?
Yes.
You have any ideas off the top of your head?
I don't know. You know, for the X-Men, we could do, I don't know, chicken and picante and pork.
Ooh.
Yeah, because it's a team.
Good idea.
Yes. Many people may think they have it better out in the open air, Hadley.
But down here, deep in the bowels of the ramen factory...
This is where magic lives.
Yes, it is.